Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're gonna let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always gonna be in good shape, always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
There's no way Mac Jones has ever heard of cake. That was Tom Brady. We played that for you yesterday.
It's more of a cookie on the program. Guy.
Arcan, isn't cake like slang for something?
Sure is. Slang for my Instagram.
I was going to say his whole algorithm is what that's
cake,
slang for.
Cake.
Is that why they were named cake?
Booty.
There's no way that was the slang.
In the 90s? I don't think so.
There's no way.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't know why they came up with that name. But anyway, that was Tom Brady. We played that for you yesterday. I asked you guys this yesterday. Let's recap in case anybody missed it. You can jump in on a potential Brady return, even though he was very, 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 very wishy-washy about it, on the Deep Cuts podcast with, I don't know, some barber with face tattoos. I forgot his name. But when it comes to Brady coming back, would you pass on a quarterback at 3, Arcan? I'll ask you first since Mego is having a sneezing fit over there. If Brady were to come back, what would you do at 3?
I would take Marvin Harrison.
Okay. And would you rather have Brady than a quarterback at 3?
Sure.
Mego?
Absolutely, I'm taking Brady.
Okay. So Brady and Marvin Harrison,
yes.
Brady and Malik Nabers?
Yeah, I'll take that for a year. I don't even care.
It's a clean sweep. It's the first time I've said pass on the quarterback. The first time I've said pass on the quarterback is if Brady would walk back. He's the one who brought up the Patriots, by the way. So it's the first time I would say pass on a quarterback. And I don't want, bring back Brady and draft Drake May at 3 and let him sit. Hell no. I didn't want them to do that years ago with Jimmy Garoppolo. If Brady's coming back, surround him. Give him Marvin Harrison. Give him Malik Nabers. Give him Roma Dunze. Give him Brock Bowers. Maybe even give him an offense. I could be convinced on an offensive tackle more than drafting a quarterback to let him sit behind Brady. So, hell yeah, pass on the quarterback if Brady were to come back.
I wanted to do that with Russell Wilson and Baker Mayfield, so I definitely do it for Tom Brady.
Okay, well, hang on, but there's a follow-up question. But, Mego, you had something first?
Well, I was going to say, what happens if they induct him into the Patriots Hall of Fame this summer and do the whole thing, and then he comes back and he's the quarterback? Do they take him out of the Hall of Fame temporarily?
I
don't think that would block anything. I think the thing that could block it, as we discussed yesterday, is if he becomes a minority owner with the Raiders, then he cannot play in the NFL. That's a rule they changed last year. The owners agreed to it, ratified it. So if he becomes a minority owner, you know he's not coming back, no matter what the rumors are, because he's not allowed to. But in the meantime, that's pending. That's in a holding pattern. He is not part of Raiders ownership yet, so he can return. I don't think the Hall of Fame would prevent him. If Brady were to walk in on this team as currently constituted, how many games do they win?
This team today,
yes.
Before the draft?
Yeah.
Ooh, 10 games?
Okay. Arcan?
7.
10 was my exact number. Why 7?
because I think he's maybe worth about three more wins. I don't think that he would have taken that team last year
and
made him a playoff team.
What a hater.
I think he would have made him better than what they were. They were a four-win team.
I hate
made
Brady.
Him a seven-win team.
Seven-win team? Tom Brady? Has he ever won seven games in his life?
No, but he would have on that team last year if he was lucky.
He doesn't believe.
10. He don't believe. That's true. I'm with you, Matt. That was my exact number, 10. I'm surprised you went there, but 10 was my number.
10. Yeah, 10. 10. It's the Brady magic. And also, like, who knows who may show up if Brady's there. All of a sudden, guys are interested. Hey,
okay, we're talking about that team coming out of retirement.
Like, maybe I'll go play with that guy.
If Gronk comes back and all these other people want to come play, sure. But if we're talking about that team last year,
this team, just them and nobody else, I would say seven wins. We're talking about the team right now?
Right, 7 wins. Max.
10.
10.
10.
That's the number.
Arcan hates Brady.
Yeah.
Why would you bring, if you think he's going to win 7 games, why bring him back? What's the point of that?
Because I think you can draft more players and put them around them.
Okay, fine.
The team isn't what it is right now. You still have the whole draft to go.
So draft players and put them around them. What do you think they can win?
I think they could get up to 9 or 10 wins.
Okay, 9 or
if 10. With a good draft.
Brady's winning.
That's so generous of you.
Brady's winning 10.
And whatever, it's going to be interesting either way. I don't care.
I don't care
if they win a lot of games.
You know what? That's fair. Yeah. At least Brady here, they would be interesting. I mean, that's completely fair. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. I want to play another clip we did not play yesterday from the same interview where Brady's getting – did they even cut his hair? Like, I feel like when I watched it, his hair didn't change at all. But who knows? He was asked about –
like, grew back immediately like the Santa Claus.
He's the next quarterback, or who will be the next quarterback to win, because there's a bunch of young quarterbacks who haven't won yet because Patrick Mahomes wins every effing year, just like Brady did, seemingly for 2 decades. So who's the next quarterback to break through, and does that give us any clues as to what Brady thinks they should do at number 3? Here's his answer.
Next quarterback to win a Super Bowl that hasn't won yet.
I like Josh Allen a lot. I think he's I'd pick Josh.
Josh?
Yeah. I like Josh a lot as a guy, as a leader. But, you know, he's got to get past the Chiefs, and that's hard because Patrick's incredible in the way he leads that team.
Okay, so number one, I can't wait to hear Brady on broadcast. That's electric. Number two, that guy's got good energy. The barber there guy, is that what you're going to do? Number three, I think that's exactly why you take Drake May. And I've heard other people say this. Maybe it was Breer the other day. I'm not sure we ever played the clip, but Drake May most closely resembles the top quarterbacks in the league.
When you're comparing the butt bloodlines?
Yes, correct. J.J. McCarthy does not closely resemble the top quarterbacks in the league. He resembles quarterbacks you can win with. Yeah, Jared Goff and guys like this. Brock Purdy.
He's got great butt bloodlines.
He resembles guys like that. But actual top flight quarterbacks, the quarterbacks that guys like Tom Brady respect and look at and go, that guy's going to break through, it's only a matter of time, Drake May.
Are you kind of surprised that Brady didn't say Joe Burrow?
He went right to the guy that was in his division for a while. You think it's a shot at Bill?
Bill thought it was not that good. You
think it's a shot at Bill? Bill hates Josh Allen.
I like that angle. I like that a lot. I like that. I think maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Josh. Yeah.
I feel like Brady might have done that and not even been fully aware of it.
Who's the next quarterback to break through? I know your answer, it's Burrow. Silly question
it's
by
Burrow.
Me. Arcan, who's the next quarterback to break through?
I think it's Lamar Jackson. I think that he's got the two MVPs now. He was right there this year. The Chiefs beat him, obviously, but I think that out of all of them, he's probably the most likely to break through next.
I'm going to go with whoever the Patriots draft at 3.
Nice.
No, I'll go. Give me Stroud. If I'm going to take a young quarterback with an actual talented team, give me Stroud. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Coach up in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Hey, Adam, I usually love your takes, but a couple of days ago, you definitely said something that annoyed me a little bit. You said it was a red flag when Jaden Daniels maybe didn't have a great interview with Washington, and then he maybe would want to play for the Patriots. Now, how do you know, looking at it another way, if he didn't have a wonderful bowl of clam chowder, twin lobsters, and loved Gerard Mayo? Maybe he really wants to be a Patriot.
Maybe. And Coach, that might be the case. It might be the truth. And I appreciate the phone call. What I said is, if Jaden Daniels is trying to steer his way here to this crap fest of a team, I think less of him. I think a little less of, why would you want to play here over Washington? So it is a red flag. I stand by the take, Coach.
It presents a serious question about your judgment. It presents a serious question about your judgment.
What's the equivalent in Maryland? It's crab cakes and what?
Football.
Is that what it is? No, crab cake. What else do you
eat?
That's
the quote.
I understand from the movie, but I'm saying, what else do you eat? Crab cakes and chowder? Do you eat chowder? And is it that stupid red chowder?
No, that's Manhattan.
New York, Trenner, yeah.
Okay. That's Manhattan.
So what do you eat?
Crab cakes. What
else do you weirdos eat down there?
Natty Bo.
What's that?
Natural Bohemian.
What is that?
What is that?
It's a beer. Natty Bow. You've never heard of Natty Bow?
Obviously not. I've heard of Natty Light.
Okay, Natty Bow.
That sounds
Bow.
Like some hippie crap is what that sounds like.
Yeah, that sounds it's somewhere like, J.J. McCarthy's like, yeah, man.
Love the Natty Bow.
Yeah,
it's like $1 beers. What would another one be?
Pit beef sandwiches.
What?
Pit beef sandwiches.
What's a pit beef?
I don't know. That all you Baltimoreans dirty. That I know rave about pit beef sandwiches.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that either. I'm not from Baltimore.
I would not duck go that on a work computer, by the way. Don't look that up. 617-779-7937.
Oh, burger cookies. That's another of my own thing. Wait,
right. But mine's
burger
made
cookies.
Up.
What's a burger
cookie? What's wrong with burger cookies?
What is
never
it?
Heard don't even that. Know what that
I've
is.
Never
what
heard
is
those two words together.
A burger cookie?
It's like a sugar cookie that has really, really thick chocolate icing on top of it. It's called a burger cookie.
Sugar cookie with thick icing.
Like thick chocolate icing on top. It almost looks like a cupcake.
Like the kinds you get in the grocery store.
Like a moon pie.
But it's like way thicker. Like the thickness of the
Q's.
Of the yeah, exactly.
All right.
Why are you laughing at burger cookies?
Every day
what
I hate.
Missing?
I've never ever heard that before.
Every day you just make me hate Maryland a little bit.
Why?
More.
Old Bay's a good one, but Old Bay kind of goes hand in hand with the crab.
Yeah.
You can't Old say like, oh, crab cakes in Old Bay.
Old Bay goes on everything.
Who is crab cakes without Old Bay? You're psycho.
Yeah, I like crab cakes. I don't like all the work that goes into opening up a crab, but I don't like that with lobster either.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.